Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Recently, an air traffic controller in the US successfully guided a passenger on a private plane to land safely at the airport.
I did hear about this. This is nuts.
It's crazy. So what happened was the pilot, they have said, descended into incoherence partway into the flight. So about an hour in, pilot falls ill. The passenger had to take over and he made a frantic call to traffic control, which I wouldn't even know how to call traffic control. But he's like, my pilot's gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
I guess you'd walk in and, you know, he's like, eh. And you're like, oh, he's got a headset on. So you'd put that on.
And press a button.
Hello? Anyone there?
The air traffic controller ended up finding the passenger on their, like, radar system and was able to tell them how to control the plane and instructed him how to divert it and then successfully navigated it to the ground in an almost perfect landing.
Is that not the scariest situation you will ever be in?
Well, there were only...
In the air, not knowing how to fly a plane, and you have to land it.
Oh, and there were only two people on the flight, including the pilot.
How ironic that the passenger saved the pilot.
I know. It must have been a small plane.
Yes.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's no A380. Is that a plane? I don't know.
Is scarier to me being in a small plane
than
on a massive plane.
Okay, so you're the only passenger.
Yeah, on a massive plane.
The pilot's gone, huh? Yeah. He's gone for a nap and he's not waking up anytime soon. You've got to take over. I would way rather have a small plane.
Well, in terms of like stability, because I feel like it's more stable being on a big plane. Well, but sorry, just moving on, because it reminded me, I saw another story because that's like this like hero guy.
Mm.
Another hero.
Oh, two.
There was a girl, she's probably about five. She was hanging from a window of like a six-story building.
Oh, whoa.
The guy two stories below this little girl opened up his window, climbed out of it and held just onto the window, managed to catch the little girl and then maneuver her into his window and then get himself back in the window. This is in Kazakhstan.
Whoa. Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, he didn't even like... Is the video so strange to watch?
Oh, you actually saw the video?
I saw the video. Like, he was standing, like, his window opened outwards. So he'd opened it out and climbed over and was, like, balancing on it.
Oh, no, that's terrifying.
But, like, these two people have saved these lives. It's amazing. Has anyone ever saved your life?
Has anyone saved my life? No. No.
Oh, I think Talana's making some movements. Talana, someone saved your life.
Really? How many times? Once.
Just once.
Oh, that's good enough.
Yeah. Oh, give us a call. Has someone saved you? Josh gave us a call. Were you saved, Josh?
Yeah. When I was little, I was only two, and my siblings and I were in the bath. I had a couple of older sisters, four and six. And they were playing Hold Your Breath and See How Long You Can Go Underwater For.
Oh.
I didn't really understand the rules and I fell asleep under the water. Mum heard he must be sleeping. She was in the kitchen cooking. And she ran out, fished me out of the water. And I was bright blue. She ran out not knowing CPR and she held down a car. And the guy in the back of the car, he resuscitated me and brought me back to life.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm speechless.
It was pretty good.
Do your family often talk about it?
Yeah. I've mentioned it a few times. I've mentioned it at I've met the son of the guy who saved my life.
Wow.
And yeah, he was, his dad doesn't even, I've never met him apart from that one time, but he relayed the message that guy who you saved about 30 years ago, he's still, you know, he really
Thankful.
He's appreciative.
Yeah.
Josh, that's insane. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Side note, no one play that game, please.
Yeah, no.
That's a terrifying
when
game.
When my kids play it, I'm like, nope, no.
When they play that game?
They try to play it in the pool.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yep.
Nope, get out.
Wow, terrifying. Oh.
Julianne, did someone save you?
Yeah, my sister's 3 years older than me, and she saved me twice from drowning. So
wow.
Once I was in the little pool, and she saw me doing this funny swimming butterfly, and she was proud of it. She goes, she's like,
oh, you seem to be cutting out there.
Well, we lost you for a second, yeah. Julianne.
Yeah, I was doing butterfly, and I was only two, and she was only 3 years older than me, so she's like, Dad, Julianne's doing butterfly. And anyway, it turns out I was drowning, so my dad jumped in and saved me. And the second time I was 13, and I was so ready to go. I just said, just leave me, I'll be fine. We drifted out into some waves that were really peaceful. I drifted way out, you know, on our holiday place. We were farm kids. And way past where we should have, and I was so exhausted. We didn't know how to get in, so we were fighting the waves. And I said, don't worry about it, I'm fine. And she kept going, look, and she grabbed my hair and pulled me up. Don't, you just got to keep going. And I said, I'll be fine, I'm just going to go to, you know, just rest. And so, and then when I finished, like I'd loop down the bottom, and she'd grab my hair and pull me up because she was also drowning. And then a guy on a surfboard came along and saved us. Yeah.
I don't know what I was expecting when we put the throw out, has someone saved you?
Yeah, but these,
are incredible stories.
Wow. Julianne, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I wonder if she can do butterfly now. No?
No. Rebecca's given us a call. Beck, has someone saved you?
Yes. So in Scout, my parents are the Scout leaders, and we organised rock climbing, and we were quite advanced with our rock climbing.
Okay.
And the whole group was doing it, and I thought I'd clicked on, and so I started climbing up the rock face in the national park.
Oh, no.
And then a bit of a rock came away, and I fell, and I wasn't attached to anything, and I was almost at the top. It was a 30-meter rock climb, and my twin brother, who was next to me, saw what was happening, and he managed to grab my rope and clip it on to his carabiner and be like a brake, and he saved me.
What?
Whoa.
Our mouths are wide open. You're 30 metres in the air. You start falling and you're attached to nothing. Your brother is quick enough to grab the rope and attach it and save your life. That is insane.
Yeah. I free-falled about 15 metres.
What was going through your mind? Can you remember?
I just was looking... I passed my twin and my brother, and I was just looking at him, and we kind of had that brief moment of eye contact, and then he realised my look on my face wasn't good, and then just in slow motion, it just seemed that he just grabbed the rope, clicked it on, and with my and braked me and kind of stopped my fall.
Does he constantly remind you of it now, Beck?
I would.
Yeah.
He's 20 minutes younger, so, yeah, he's always saying that, you know, I saved your life.
Every Christmas, hey, like, I saved your life, you don't need a prison.
Beck, thank you so much.
I am loving this. If you've got some, please get in touch, 9313-0985. Has someone saved you? Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.